Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel is working on many fronts to stop these COVID shot mandates. We're going to be talking about these cases and these issues on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, during this week of Thanksgiving, Matt, we are grateful that we are able to help all of these people. Many of them are desperate for losing their jobs or being forced to put this shot into their bodies. We have had the privilege, because we've taken the lead on this, to help all these people. I mean, like thousands of people every week.
Yeah, it's incredible. We began messaging on this going back to March, April of 2020. We saw this was coming with these vaccine passports and these mandates long before there was ever a COVID shot available. We saw it because we looked at what was planning around the world, what had been in the processes, and what they were saying about these COVID situations globally and how they wanted to try to use it to control people, to vaccinate everybody on the planet, to trace and track them, and to use vaccine passports or health digital passports to do so.
Right, and we talked and interviewed Naomi Wolf, who was like on the front lines of this, talking about this early on, about these vaccine passports.
Right, and we also said that these so-called vaccine passports or health digital passports would not just be limited to COVID, but once you get another shot for COVID, they're going to add that on, and now that's in fact what's happening. You have places in Los Angeles, California, that say in order to go to a restaurant or certain places in the public, you have to show proof of your vaccination status within a certain period of time or a booster. So it's not just getting a shot, it's getting the right kind of shot within the right kind of time frame. And then once they get past COVID, they'll add other things there as well. Remember the whole HPV? They were pushing that on young girls to have this vaccine to prevent human papilloma virus. And they were pushing that all over in the schools. And now we find out, oh, well, it caused all kinds of serious health problems in these young girls.
And, you know, along those lines, I read recently there's a city in California that's going to start mandating the vaccine passports for children.
Yeah, for children.
They're pushing these shots on children.
So, you know, it's not just this one particular shot or vaccine of this or that nature. They're going to add all kinds of things on there to control you. And so we have been litigating. We were first in the country to be able to really speak out on this, but also the first to provide resources and help and to file litigation with regards to these things, going all the way back to January, or July, I should say, when the first COVID shot mandate came out. And that was from the Biden administration. The VA mandated it on all of its healthcare workers. We pushed back. That was July. And since then, it has been so different. We have had more volume, tens of thousands of people asking for help, more intensity than any other time in our history since 1989.
Yeah, people filing.
And the emotions
right.
of
oh,
people,
yeah.
like you're saying, Holly, people are desperate. They sob, they weep, they share their stories about their future being in jeopardy, everything they've worked for, all the years, retirement, being threatened to be discharged from the military, dishonorably so. It's just brutal.
Yeah, never would they have thought that they had to choose between their career that they loved and helping people or taking the shot into their body. I mean, they never would have imagined. So it's, you're talking about their livelihoods, their health, so many different aspects, and many of them have other family members dependent upon them. So it's a very, very difficult choice.
People like this are desperate. And in fact, we have a number of people that are being removed from the kidney transplant list. One woman actually says that it's life and death for her. She's approved. Her brother is the donor because he has a match for her. He wants to give up his kidney to give to his sister but she doesn't want the shot, so they removed her from the kidney transplant list.
What happened to the Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm?
You know, and just common sense and compassion. So we're working in multiple states, New York, Maine, and also in Illinois, where we have litigation on behalf of healthcare workers. We're working in all the states with regards to tens of thousands of people, whether they're healthcare or whatever they might be, from bus drivers to airline pilots. We're also working with military, members of military, of all the branches of the military. One of the, just to kind of give you an idea, one of them that we're working with as a plaintiff is a rocket scientist. And he does work on military and government rockets and satellites. He's had 145 consecutive perfect launches with no errors, 100% success rate. And now he is being moved out, and many other people like him with that kind of expertise, because they wouldn't get the COVID shot. They'll be terminated. So these are people that we're working with all over the country. Also, Holly, we are working with a consortium of 35,000 transportation workers, and they cover air, cargo and passenger, rail and trucking, ground transportation. These people, they'll either be terminated, and 35,000 just is the tip of the iceberg, by the way, but that's the group we're working with. It's much bigger than that. But they'll either be terminated because they don't want to get these shots, or they'll walk off the job and they'll leave. They'll either walk off the job, don't show up to work, or they'll quit. Either way, they're not there. When you have a reduction of staff like that, you will have a transportation crisis that affects not only cargo and passengers, but the necessities of life, groceries, the necessities on certain things that you need, including medications.
You know, it doesn't make sense to me, Matt. I mean, I'm not an attorney and I don't play one on TV, but you've got the Biden regime that gets up there and uses executive powers to try to push these shot mandates on people and act like they're a law, but it's not a law. The executive branch does not make laws. So why is everybody just bowing to that and acting like it's now a law?
That's a good question. And you have like, you've seen governments like Cuba, Venezuela in more recent decades or time, and before that other governments, where they come in and they're a communist Marxist regime and they take over private industry. You know, like with Cuba, when they came in there and took over the private industry, they took down the Exxon signs, they just took them over and they made them public entities, kicked out the private employers. And you wonder, how do the people allow that to happen?
Right.
But yet in the United States, that's exactly what is happening with this Biden administration by making a statement telling all these private employers to march in a certain way and follow the government's mandate.
And even the judicial branches are acting like this is a law.
And you, what you have like for these federal civilian contractors, what is surprising to me is how far the tentacles of the federal government actually extend. I was talking to someone the other day. His wife works at a bank. The bank is considered a federal civilian contractor. Why? Because it processes small business loans. Every bank that does a small business loan is now under the federal contractor requirement. So it's not just these contractors like Boeing that you would think of, that they're getting big federal contracts to make various kinds of planes and parts and jets and so forth for the military. But it's entities that you don't normally expect would be considered a federal civilian contractor. So here you have one person issuing a statement on September 9 without even an executive order, just saying this is what's going to happen. You're going to force your employees to get these shots. And if you don't, we're going to withdraw all these civilian contracts from you and devastate your business. And that is no different than Cuba or Venezuela coming in and nationalizing the private sector.
Hence, that's why Liberty Counsel is fighting these all the way.
So continue to keep us in prayer, because we are overwhelmed with so many people calling us and their stories are heartbreaking. Continue to pray for Liberty Counsel. Pray for all the people we are working with to help. For more information, go to lc.org, lc.org, or lc.org/mandate.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.